The New York Academy of Medicine and the Drug Policy Alliance have released a joint report entitled Blueprint for a Public Health and Safety Approach to Drug Policy, almost 40 years to the day after Governor Nelson Rockefeller signed his eponymous drug laws, a lock-them-up-and-throw-away-the-key approach that was adopted nationwide in the ensuing decades, leading the U.S. to incarcerate more of its own citizens than any other country in the world. The report suggests a more equitable, cost-effective, and evidence-based approach to drug law enforcement. Gabriel Saya, New York State Director of the Drug Policy Alliance, says it's time New York moved in that direction.
Where we could go from having some of the worst drug laws in the country to some of the best drug laws in the country, to go from a criminalization approach to an approach guided by science, guided by the evidence and guided by community input.
Saya says the report reveals that race and place matter.
That when looking at our drug policies, we can learn a lot about the impact of those policies and the impact and the health impacts of drug use and other health issues by looking at place. And when the map or the report includes many maps that show areas where there's both a high concentration of poverty, a high concentration of incarceration, and also happen to be concentrated areas where people of color live. And we found this throughout the state, that these were, place and race are very important, and that they're integral in trying to attempt to address our drug policies and to effectuate more effective approaches.
A detailed list of recommendations for action includes
the need for a cross-agency and cross-sectoral leadership structure here in the state that brings together multiple parties so that we can assess where we currently are together and identify solutions moving forward.
Dr. Ruth Finkelstein, Senior Vice President for Policy and Planning at the New York Academy of Medicine, says that when people are seeking drug treatment, they encounter sanctions and difficulties, underscoring the need for a socially supportive recovery system.
We need no door to be the wrong door for a drug user in search of treatment.
Finkelstein adds current policy turns drug users into high-cost users of multiple systems. Albany County District Attorney David Soares says the criminal justice system is not designed to provide health care.
Our doors are the only doors that remain open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and so access to treatment more often in some communities are obtained through the criminal justice system, which is unfortunate because removing the stain of the act that presented them in the criminal justice system can sometimes be difficult, and the collateral damages of those convictions cannot be so easily erased.
Sean Bushway, a professor of criminal justice at UAlbany, says the report acknowledges that New York probably has the most extensive set of drug treatment options available for people both inside and out of the criminal justice system of any place in the country.
But suggest that we potentially could do more, which seems like a reasonable statement. That's always true. And they're asking for a conversation about ways to do more. That seems reasonable. I think the problem will be the devil's in the details in terms of exactly what we should do and at what cost.
Marijuana has been decriminalized since 1977. The report says a loophole allows police to arrest tens of thousands every year, mostly young people of color. It calls on Governor Andrew Cuomo to convene policymakers and agency officials across sectors to coordinate implementation of a unified approach to drug policy and fix what it calls New York's broken marijuana possession law. It is unclear how law enforcement will react to the report. Several law enforcement agencies contacted by WAMC, including the DEA, declined comment until they have time to examine the document. There's a link to the full report on our website, wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.